news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
After a 14-month delay, Attorney General William Barr finally appears before the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. Democrats first tried to get Barr's testimony in May of 2019 upon the release of the Mueller report. Chairman Gerald Nadler finally threatened to subpoena Barr last month before the two sides agreed to the Tuesday hearing. Barr's opening statement is in line with the stance he's taken since becoming Attorney General. For example, he says, quote, "Ever since I made it clear that I was going to do everything I could to get to the bottom of the grave abuses involved in the bogus Russiagate scandal, many of the Democrats on this committee have attempted to discredit me by conjuring up a narrative that I am simply the president's factotum who disposes of criminal cases according to his instructions. Judging from the letter inviting me to this hearing, that appears to be your agenda today." Oh, please. Democrats do plan to push Barr on his intervention into the prosecutions of two of Trump's allies, his move last month to oust a prominent and powerful U.S. attorney, and Barr's threats to state and local officials over their handling of the coronavirus. You can also expect Barr to face questions on his role in the administration's crackdown on protests across the country that followed George Floyd's killing in May, including the decision to forcibly disperse a peaceful demonstration at Lafayette Square in June and the dispatching of federal officers to Portland, where there have been clashes between protesters and authorities every night outside a complex of federal buildings. Get the popcorn ready. So speaking of Portland, a group of protesters on Monday filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over its use of force during the nightly protests there. The plaintiffs include Black Lives Matter protesters and the Wall of Moms group that stands between the protesters and the alleged federal law enforcement officers during these nightly protests. They accuse the Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the Federal Protective Service of violating their constitutional rights, including free speech and the right to assembly, by firing tear gas, rubber bullets, beanbags, and pepper spray at them. But wait, there's more. The mayors of six U.S. cities have urgently appealed to Congress to make it illegal for the U.S. government to deploy militarized agents to cities that don't want them. The mayors of Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Chicago, Kansas City, Albuquerque, and Washington wrote to the leaders of the U.S. House and Senate pushing for limits on agent deployments. This, as a top official said, federal militarized officers would remain in Portland until attacks on the U.S. courthouse cease. Most of the people participating in the daily demonstrations have been peaceful. As happens, there are a few isolated incidents of some pelting officers with objects and trying to tear down fencing protecting the courthouse. But again, I repeat, the majority of the protests and protesters have been peaceful. Well, it may be a few weeks late and a few trillion dollars short, but the Senate Republicans formally unveiled their latest stimulus proposal. They call it the HEALS Act, which stands for Health Economic Assistance, Liability Protection, and Schools, all of which they say they've addressed in the bill. The proposal does include a big cut in unemployment benefits. Payments would be cut down from $600 a week to $200 a week for the next couple of months, followed by another program that allegedly will replace 70% of lost wages for the rest of the year. The HEALS Act also features $1.75 billion for the design and construction of a new FBI headquarters. Republican legislators say that was a request directly from the president, and some of them reportedly are not on board with its inclusion in the bill. Senator Bernie Sanders pulled no punches when asked about the Republicans' long-awaited plan.
Pathetic would be too mild a word. They are now giving 100% deduction for rich people to go out and have three martini lunches. But you know what? Millions of families in this country are facing hunger. There's not an additional nickel in their package for nutrition programs for children or for working people. Not a nickel in their proposal for elections. Not a nickel for the postal service. So what you are seeing is, I think, their priorities are coming out pretty clearly. In addition to the 100% deduction for lunches and entertainment, they also have some $30 billion into the Pentagon on top of the $740 billion bill that was passed last week. So bottom line here is, obviously, Democrats in the Senate have got to remain strong. We've got to make absolutely clear that workers in this country continue to receive that $600. In my view, $1,200 per person is not enough. We should go up to $2,000. And by the way, we should guarantee health care for all people during this terrible crisis when so many people are worried about the pandemic.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for the coronavirus. O'Brien is the highest ranking White House official and the closest to the president known to be infected. He reportedly has been working from home since late last week after contracting the virus following a family event. And reasonable minds want to know, why is this a thing?
The mass debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mass debate.
The mass debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
There's new video of a raging mass debate.
The mass debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mass debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mass debate is far from over.
Thank you, John Oliver. It's the mask debate. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms go to court on Tuesday to settle who has the power to order Georgians to wear face masks during a public health crisis. Mayor Lance Bottoms put a mask order in place for Atlanta. The governor, Brian Kemp, overruled her and said no masks are necessary while cases surge in that state. Stay tuned. The body of the late John Lewis is now lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. He is the first Black lawmaker to have this honor bestowed. Most lawmakers paid their respects on Monday, but when asked by a reporter if he'll do the same, Donald Trump, who will never be the bigger person, responded,
"No, I won't be going. No."
For shame. And finally, about that play ball pronouncement, maybe not so fast. Major League Baseball announced that games scheduled for Monday night were being postponed after more than a dozen Miami Marlins players and staffers tested positive for the coronavirus. The outbreak left the team stuck in Philadelphia, preventing them from getting back to Florida to play their home opener against Baltimore. That made it impossible for the New York Yankees to play their scheduled game in Philadelphia. The league announced the postponements 8 hours before the first pitches were supposed to be thrown. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.